You are listening to WRVU Nashville, Vanderbilt University Radio. Say fa drama fo yo mama. Because we got star rock and roll like Billy Joel.
It's that time again for the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU, Vanderbilt University Radio. That's right, y'all. Tonight we have a special treat for y'all, Mr. Gil Landry. Here we go.
I'm going to play a song for you called Piety and Desire. The romance is gone. Just hard times, hard luck, bad luck songs, pitch and tar, pigtail and scar, falling in and out of every bar, from St. Philip to Canal, a Barstool cowboy from Barstool town, from an old trombone I can hear those boys playing the Mildenburg joys. With our souls on fire, slaving on a floor between piety and desire. We work the streets, we work the square, a bottle of wine and we didn't care, sharing laughs at Ruth, while the Louisiana moon and sunset on our youths, our hearts fell till they died of thirst, shining black as a Cadillac hearse. Oh, I want your love, used to be so fine, red lace, scapegrace, tattoos and wine. You're a liar, I'm a thief, hustling on Decatur Street. I wanna be your man. Don't two time, no time, you understand. My mind is hazy and my eyes are dull, but I feel you knocking on my skull. With our dreams underground, on the dark side of this dirty little town, clankety clank, let's have another drink. Everybody done knows we stink. Oh, I want your love, used to be so fine, red lace, scapegrace, tattoos and wine. You're a liar and I'm a thief, with a mustache full of broken teeth.
Yes, that was Gil Landry live here at WRVU. That's right. Okay, so how's it going, man?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Raj?
Man, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful night.
It is a lovely night.
Yeah, man. The soothing sounds of Gil Landry.
Hey, would you like me to play another tune?
Yeah, man, I would love that. And the folks out there in Nashville and the World Wide Web would like it as well.
All right, well, this one's no more upbeat than the last one yet. Somehow it cheers me up every time I sing it. There's a funeral in my heart, and everyone is dressed in black, with chrysanthemums and voodoo dolls trying to bring you back. As the lonesome hearse rolls slowly to the graveyard of my mind, other than that I'm feeling fine. Yonder stands old romance, tombside talking to himself, with a family of memories that are holding to your wealth. Regret is by your coffin, can't do anything but cry and mumble about the by and by. Oh, the bloodless face of used to be is looking cold and grim, as the pallbearer of my true love sing a solemn hymn. There's a funeral in my heart, but the respects I wish to pay cannot be heard beyond the cold ground of your grave. So I throw the dirt over once I cover you in lie. Why do all the good things have to die? Oh, why do all the good things have to die?
Man, that's sad right there, buddy.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir. Okay, so he's going to tease y'all. He just teased y'all with a little bit of live music there, but he brought a whole stack of records that he's going to spin for. I think that's the thing he came in here to do. But here's your microphone. Let's see here. Try that one out there. And here's you some headphones.
Howdy, folks. Bonsoir.
All right. So talk about this track you're about to play us.
Well, this track that I'm about to play is by a man named Andre Williams. It's called Moselle. It's from an album called Detroit Grease, Volume 1. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Can't you hear me? Your daddy's gonna leave on the next train. Yes. Moselle, come back. Hella cried the whole night through because of care, but thinking of you. And then I washed all thoughts away, but I can still hear someone say, you did her wrong, you made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong, you made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. Thank you.
That was Moselle by Andre Williams. This next track is by a man named Johnny Allen, who's from, he's a Cajun man from Louisiana. Listen to the accordion solo. Take an accordion solo over a guitar solo any day. Eat your heart out, Chuck Berry. It's your own song. Well, next I would like to play a song by a friend of mine, Jolie Holland. I have an album coming out tomorrow called Piety Between Piety and Desire. I'll also be playing at the Basement, opening for the Felice Brothers. And this woman is on my record. She's a friend of mine and a fantastic musician. Mexico City.
Jack and Day-Day lying across my bed, flying high like the spirits of the dead. They're living on the dead, they're living on the dead. Our Lady of Sorrows in the long dark night, how many candles could I light for living on the
right, and we are back just like that.
Love that song.
That's a good one. So that was Jolie Holland with Mexico City. Before that was Johnny Allen with Promised Land. And to start off that set, DJed by Mr. Gil Landry, was Andrew Williams with Moselle. So, man, you've been at this for a while, you know, Kitchen Syncopators and, you know, Old Crow Messing Show. You know, what is it about, you know, old-time music, just kind of that old blues? Why that rather than, you know, rock and roll or electronic music or anything like that?
Well, you can't play that on the street, mostly.
Right.
It was all at the, well, I mean, I love rock and roll, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know much about electronic music as far as like making it, so.
Right.
But yeah, no, and I love, like, just started out picking in parlors and hanging out with your friends, and then one day, well, my friend Woody Pines, that last time I was in here with you, he was here for doing, he was passing through and he played.
Oh, man, that was a great show.
Yeah, and so that's how it all started for me anyway. It was just playing on the street with him, and then we figured out, oh, man, we don't have to work anymore. We just play music and.
Yeah,
that's it, and then it just goes from the street on up. Pretty, I mean, pretty,
playing the rhyming, no big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty lucky, like stretch, you know.
right.
Yeah, but I mean, old time music, I like it. It's not. I'm not religious about it or anything, but it. But I've, mm-hmm. I've definitely, I felt like I went in reverse, starting with whatever was current when I was a kid, from Michael Jackson all the way back to
right.
You know, pre-recorded music. And
what broke the seal, do you think, as far as like old time music? What turned you on to that? As far as for me, for bluegrass music,
what turned me on to old time music?
Yeah, for me it was like Bugs Bunny, the the one where the two brothers are bashing each other across the head. That's the first time I heard bluegrass music, and I loved it. But
what turned me on to it was probably folk music. Starting with like Bob Dylan, and then finding out about Woody Guthrie and Hank Williams, and then going, and then just, you know, from Hank Williams finding out about Jimmy Rogers and right. Emmett Miller, and then going, and then like the, and then all the odd offshoots back then, like from the Carter family, and then all the way to, you know, Los Stokes and his North Georgians and whoever, Earl Johnson and his Dixie Entertainers, and it's just slowly you start finding this whole world. R. Crumb turned me onto a lot of it, you know.
Oh yeah,
R. Crumb did that series of all the.
Yeah, those cards. You know? Yeah, I've got those.
And then like and Yazoo used to put out. They probably still put them out, but used to put out great compilations that where you'd be like, oh, and it could turn you onto a list of old artists. And
mm-hmm.
But I got first turned on heavily by a guy out west in Seattle called, his name's Baby Gramps,
mm-hmm.
and he still is a busker, and he's a very interesting character, very
right.
And he brought over this Harry Smith's anthology of folk music one day. And that was it. I think I studied that for years, and then hit the streets. Met Old Crow down in New Orleans about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and just kept at it. It's more like it was like I was telling somebody the other day. It was more like I love music. That's obvious. I mean, to me, that, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But the entire thing just came about as a way to avoid being a wage slave.
Yeah, you know? I can totally understand that. Yeah.
Because it wasn't easy. I mean, we were living in vans and playing on the street. That's like, it's fun if you can do it. And I can, you know, if you got the makeup for
right
for suffrage, you know, of that yeah. kind, then it's great. It's awesome, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah. And then sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah. But yeah, man, you've been, been kind of like a traveling nomad, gypsy, what have you, just playing music across America and across Europe and. All types of places, man. You're living the dream, man.
That's what they tell me, and it's true. I think that I am. I had some guy tell me that the other day. The dream is not... It's funny. How did he put it? It was good. Well, no, I was talking to Woody the other day, and we were talking about it. He's like, living the dream, man. Living the dream. You know,
yeah,
we're like,
yeah.
We're talking like, you know, I've been doing pretty well, but, you know, but from his perspective, which is true.
Yeah.
When you pull into a town, just people seeing you fly through. Yeah, man, let me tell you, it is a dream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I said anything, but I know what I mean.
Right. I can hear you, man. It's
I mean, it's like a big illusion, the whole thing. A beautiful, great, yeah, you know.
Right on. I get you. All right. Okay, this is Gil Landry at WRVU. Do you got another song for us?
I can, yeah.
All right.
Let's see.
I just saw the stack of records you brought, and they're getting pretty thin, so might have to fill it up with some live music.
Yeah, sure. That's not a problem. Let's
All
see.
Right.
Just thinking of the songs. Here's a song off the record that I just made that I'm talking about. I have a website, GilLandryMusic.com, with three L's, if you're interested. The album is going to do this song a lot more justice than I might do it right now.
All right, bring it.
In my mind, I see you there with your raven eyes and your coal black hair, down on Chapatula Street on your balcony. When he come back home to me, I came down from Montclair and met the devil there. He asked me the way back home. Got down on all fours, I said, mine or yours? When he come back home to me, oh, I love you, can't you see? Underneath the cellar door of your mama's store, when he come back home to me, I love you, can't you see? Yeah, the merchant and his son who plays the accordion down at the French cafe sounded so good tonight, I found the morning light, and he come back home to me. Well, I love you, can't you see? Yeah, remember that old Chinatown alley and making love neath those Rogue Valley trees, back when we were young and free. When he come back home to me, well, I love you, can't you see?
In WRVU studios. Man, that's a sad one right there, man.
Oh, is it? I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, most,
I always forget
the most beautiful songs are sad, if you ask me.
No, yeah, it's true. Yeah, I rarely notice, I don't know. Yeah.
So, can I ask you a personal question?
Please.
Are these, like, say that song, is that a autobiographical, you know, is it about a particular person, do you make the characters up in your head and kind of like a narrative of fictional characters, or do you really take it from life and write these songs?
Well, it all definitely comes from life because
I mean, you can't sing a song like that and not feel it, because you could tell it's
Oh,
it's coming out, man.
Yeah, well, it's about it originally. I mean, the concept came from my brother, actually, was having a split up with his lady, and so that's, you know, but obviously I wasn't with his lady, you know.
Right,
so then
right,
all
right.
All of my own experiences are laid within the verses with many characters. It could be some of them I know specifically, some of them were a bit fantasized, I suppose.
Right. So you changed the names to protect the guilty?
I didn't change the name at all. Actually, your name was Annie.
Okay, there you go. And that goes out to you.
I think she'd be honored. Yeah, she's good. She's a good lady.
That's good, man. All right. Very good. Gil Landry in WRVU Studios. This is The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. Special time. I'm usually on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. You can check me out this week. And yada, yada, yada. But that's not about me. It's about Gil Landry in here, y'all. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Basement with opening up for the Fleece Brothers. It's going to be a good time. He's got a new album coming out tomorrow for, is it digital only?
Yeah, it'll just be digital. I have physical copies, but they're only at the shows.
Okay. So come see him at a show. You can check where he's going to be at in your town on gillandrymusic.com. That's with three L's.
Three L's.
Man.
It's complicated.
Word
next
up
to that I, looks like four.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
So, man, I was looking at your website, speaking of your website, and, man, you got some really nice photography on there.
Thanks. I think that's like my... That's definitely a big passion of mine, is photography. Well, my biggest passion is travel, and photography really
goes
nice
in hand
when you travel.
Yeah,
it's hand in hand. Like, you get to take a lot of beautiful pictures of amazing places because you're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely set anything up; it already exists. So
right,
can't really take a whole lot of credit except for just time of day.
Right.
How long I waited, maybe.
Is that mainly film? It looked like it was mainly.
It's all film. Yep.
Oh wow. Okay. A lot of black and white.
Mostly black and white, yeah. I think the world looks better black and white.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not in, you know.
Right.
It's not a metaphor.
Right. So who's some, like, you know, who's some photographers that inspire you that you've looked at?
Oh, I love, I really like Brasse, who's, you know, I got like a big-ass coffee table book of his sitting on the, and who else do I like? There's this E.J. Bollock, who, I believe I pronounced his name right. He did all these Storyville portraits back in the early century of the Storyville district, where the, you know, the red light district in New Orleans.
Right.
And took some real just epic. I don't know. I just really like those spooky, but not like spooky, like, you know, creep show spooky. Just like
right,
vibey. You know, like
it's
nice.
Got a little eeriness to it.
Yeah, like all of Brasse's pictures of nighttime in Paris. That's amazing, you know, and
oh,
with
yeah,
the acetylene lights, like every, you know, I mean, every, it was a whole other world. So I like those visions into a different world. And when I take my own photographs, I try and remove, I don't know why I do this, but I try and keep as few modern things in them as possible. I'll wait all day until all the cars are gone just to
right,
not have some ugly Fiat, like, or a Ford Focus in my shot.
Right, exactly.
No offense to Ford Focus owners. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, man, I noticed, I actually noticed that it was very similar to Brasse. I actually studied, I had a history of photography class back way long ago in college and all that. So
I learned from a hippie out in Oregon.
Yeah.
He took me to a pawn shop and bought me a Canon 8.1.
Yeah, that was my dad's first camera. I
That's
used
all
that
I've
all
used
through photography
That's
class.
That's all I used. Was that, yeah, it's a great camera.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Was that a 50 millimeter? What were you using?
I was using some, just the lens that came on it. It was a Vivitar, like, macro zoom.
Man, I think we had the same camera.
Might have.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, well, enough about photography, but, you know, I think...
I could talk about photography all day.
Well, I think your photographs and your songs are very similar. I think all your songs have
all of my art is similar in the vein. I don't know what it is. Just an aesthetic, you know, that I like.
Mm-hmm. It's
know,
a little nostalgic. It's a little eerie.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
But
it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Like you say sad, I say, that's nice.
Yeah, all yeah, right. Yeah. It's a little bit of therapy, maybe.
Hmm, maybe.
All right, okay.
Not in abrasive moods very often.
Yeah, you seem like a smooth cat, man. You know, just
pretty relaxed.
Really easy going. So, let's see here. You got another song for us?
Sure, why not? Let's go back into the old-time realm. Let's go into the old-time gospel realm. is a Washington Phillips song. He's been a fairly popular character in the canon of old music, and I've always loved this song. I'm not particularly religious myself, but my folks are, and I think it translates pretty well.
My dear mother did sweetly say, "You are leaving, my darling boy. You always have been your mother's joy. As you leave in this world alone, you may not be able to get back home. On high and watches over you with a mighty eye. In this world so full of sin and woe and many sorrows everywhere you go, if you have a burden, he'll make them light. Sure will guide you all in the right." Trust in him for his saving grace. And remember Jesus, who is everywhere. You get in trouble now, he'll meet you there. When I think of my mother dear, and how often she did try to cheer my wandering mind had gone astray, she said, "Now son, accept the way."
Yes, the soothing sound of Gil Landry.
It's called Mother's Last Words to Her Son.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Beautiful.
So you said that was an old-time song?
Well, it was done by a Texas preacher around the same time as anything, about probably late 20s, named Washington Phillips.
Gil Landry's got a show tomorrow, that is Tuesday, at the Basement here in Nashville. He's opening up for the Fleece Brothers. It's going to be a real good one. Definitely check that out if you like what you're hearing tonight.
Well, it won't sound anything like what I'm doing tonight, but...
Well, you know, it's a little stripped down, but, man, it's going to be awesome.
Really bad at this promotion thing.
Nah, man, it's good stuff. All right.
How about another tune?
Lay it on me, brother.
What kind of tune you want, Raj?
Two songs I'd love to hear.
Oh, Dixie or the other?
Yeah, Cold Black Kevin.
Okay, I can't really do the Cold Black Kevin very well without a drummer.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Around each other, drinking Dixie in the gutter, waiting for the sunrise again, watching all the streetcars and tourists in cigar bars, drinking martinis and gin. You tell some some stories, we both tell some lies under the pale black skies. And every now and then we'll be here again in the gutter drinking Dixie, my friend. All the people we meet playing music in the street, singing the cocaine blues till dawn. We talk and spin big down at the Blind Pig for one more round and a song. Passing our time with whiskey and wine and women that never stayed long. Well, some came from France, some came from chance, but the best came from the Midwest. And we drank to the future, and we drank to the past, and we drank to the moments we knew would last. Leaning on the shoulders of highways that abused us like friends. And we caught those trains just like a disease, with our heads in the clouds and our heart on its knees, looking for some we may never find. Well, Jake had to ramble, took all he could handle. Augie, you know he's just bound to die. Yeah, sometimes I miss him, but mostly I don't. Sometimes I break down and ask why. Yeah, why are things this way? What makes things that way? And which way, if anyway, is right? Well, I'm alone with my friends. I'm down in my cell, in the gutter, drinking Dixie again.
Yes, Gil Landry in studio at WRVU, Vanderbilt University Radio. This is the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj coming to you live.
Got 10 minutes left, Raj. What do we do?
I don't know. Well, we could, if you wanted to maybe spin another track or two and then maybe play one more at the end. Is that cool?
Oh, if we, well, you know, there's this song I would like to play by a man named Clifton Chenier over here. I'm from Louisiana. And there's nothing sweeter than what I'm about to play to me.
Simone.
That's Gil Landry spinning those tunes. Man, who was that?
Clifton Chenier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With I Lost My Baby in French. Is that right?
Monifique.
Okay. That's off the Black Snake Blues album.
Great album.
So you got one more track to spin, and I don't think there's going to be more live music, but that's okay.
Yeah, man, I'm going to play Bacon Fat by Andre Williams.
All right, here we go.
Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track, seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes, oh, help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. And messy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a pump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Now play it good, now play it good.
All right, we are back. That was
Andre Williams playing Bacon Fat.
All right, and that was Gil Landry speaking right there. He's starting tour tomorrow at the Basement. He's opening up for the Felice Brothers. Going to be a good time. Check him out at GilLandryMusic.com. And man, it was a pleasure to have you in, brother.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad that I could make it. I love radio.
Well, man, you're welcome back anytime. And again, pleasure to have you in. It went by so quick. I can't believe it. But okay, so we're going to finish with one more track here. It is the Felice Brothers with Fire on the Pageant. All right, here we go.
Supposed to be dead, go back to sleep.